Hey, listeners, thank you so much for listening to Season 4 of the Learn to Code with Me podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed hearing from everyone I spoke to this season. I've had emails from some of you saying that the podcast has helped you choose a career direction or get a job in tech. These emails make all the time and effort that go into the show worth it, so thank you. That said, last week's episode was the last episode of Season 4. Today's episode is a final mini-sode before I take a longer break than normal from the podcast. There are a few reasons for this. One of the main reasons is that I want to focus on some other parts of Learn to Code with Me, like the blog. Writing informative and in-depth articles is one of the best ways I can help you guys and also reach new people who are curious about learning to code. So I'll be publishing more frequent blog articles from now on. I've also been working with some guest bloggers on some really inspiring and helpful articles. We have lots of great guest posts coming up, including one from someone who tells us how he made $5,000 in his first year of learning how to code, another one about how to get job referrals even if you're changing careers, and one on how to make your first $1,000 from freelancing. You'll be able to find all of these on the Learn to Code with Me blog when they come out. As you know, the world of tech changes quickly, so I'll also be updating a lot of content on the Learn to Code with Me website. Some of it is a bit outdated, and I want to make sure I'm always giving you the best advice about how and where to learn to code. All of that is to say that I'm going to be working hard on making Learn to Code with Me as useful a resource for you as possible. If you're going to miss the show, there are a few things you can do. First, if you don't already get emails from me, you should definitely sign up for those now. I send regular emails about exclusive discounts on courses, recommendations for my favorite tech tools, and of course, my latest blog posts. You can make sure to get those emails by going to learntocodewith.me and entering your email address in the opt-in form at the top. I'm also on social media, where I share useful articles and the occasional discount or coding bootcamp scholarship. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/learntocodewithme. I'm also at Twitter at learncodewithme, all spelled out. And if you want to get support from other people who are learning to code, you can join my Facebook group, Newbie Coder Warehouse, by going to newbiecoderwarehouse.com. And lastly, if you want the show to come back sooner rather than later, tell me. The more tweets, emails, and more importantly, reviews that I get, the more I'll know that you want the show back and the sooner I'm likely to start on Season 5. That being said, if you enjoy the show, head on over to iTunes or whichever platform you listen on and leave a quick rating or review. You can do that by heading to learntocodewith.me/review. That URL will take you right over to iTunes where you can leave a review. I'll add the links to all of those resources in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to Season 4, and good luck as you continue learning to code or building your tech career.